Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Impala Films presents Haunted, the audio drama. Season 2, Episode 12, The Children of Little Hope. Part 3 of 4, written by Jamie Evans.
What do you mean, rejects of Project Indigo?
The black-eyed children. They're the ones who didn't pass phase one of Isabella Marwood's plan.
What's phase one?
Watch.
Gross.
Please, be careful. If you touch the corruption, you'll die.
Wouldn't that work out excellent for you, good doctor?
Not if you infected me too.
Just like playing Operation, eh, James?
Huh?
Except, instead of a guy with a red nose, we've got a kid with black eyes and killer black goop.
Oh, yes, I know Operation.
Here we go. That is phase one of Project Indigo.
A piece of rock? How did a piece of rock get into the thing's chest cavity?
It's not just them, James, old chap. It's all of us. All of the children of Little Hope.
That's insane. It can't be possible.
I thought you'd feel that way. Come here.
Why?
It's an X-ray machine. I know you won't believe me until you see it with your own eyes. Watch. Press the big red button, James. Password?
Huh?
Not you. You, Dr. Frankenstein. What's your password?
I don't have to tell you.
It's Martha!
See how much easier life is when you play nice. Look, here's the X-ray you just took of me. Look right there, just to the right of my heart.
A shard of rock, just like the black-eyed kids.
Exactly. Go on.
Huh?
Get in front of the X-ray, unless you're scared to face the truth.
Terrified. But I've come this far.
There it is, right there. Just like mine. Just like every single child they drag into Project Indigo. And this is where they do it. Evil Ground Zero.
Now you know the truth, Mr. Hunter. Did all those words of mercy and forgiveness just die in your throat?
Don't they just? Even you, Saint James, don't you feel your blood boiling with righteous rage when you look at him? This pathetic, whimpering rat caused us so much pain. It makes me sick.
The shards, the ones you've put in us all, they're from the meteor, aren't they? The one on Silverbit Island.
Your powers of deduction are admirable.
The corruption, it is the same thing in the crater, the same thing that killed Harry.
It must be a select few who can survive coming into contact with it. That's phase one of Project Indigo. Identifying which of us can and which of us can't.
That is right! It is the gift of the Creator. A wonderful gift.
Wonderful? Is that what you people call it? I saw what happened to the people on Silverpit.
What? What is it?
How long have you known?
What?
The people on Silver Pit, they drank a fluid processed from the meteor. A black fluid. A distilled version of the corruption. It slowed the aging process. Are we... Did they...
Yes, James. Yes, they did it to us too.
So I'm not... I... Why can't I remember?
Come here, brother.
Oh, spare me.
Carl, how old?
Physically, you're 35. You'll stay that way for a long time. Even if you never drink the fluid again, it takes a long time to wear off when you've had a lot of it.
But in reality...
You came to the orphanage in 1963. That's the year your parents died. You were 7 years old, so...
1956. Are you telling me I was born in 1956? I'm nearly 70 years old.
You think that's bad? I can remember the turn of the century. The last century.
How? Why is my head so much more of a mess than yours?
It took me a long time to regain everything. It wasn't easy.
It's more than that. Carl, there are entire blocks missing. Holes all through my memory. How could I not know that I was born in the 1950s?
James, I wish I could. If I thought you'd understand.
You make me sick, you know. Both of you.
Excuse me?
I'd suggest you shut your mouth unless you want me to break your jaw.
You don't scare me. I'm not stupid. I know I'm dead already. You've got what you want now. There's no way you'd let me live. Not with all that anger inside you. Not with it inside you. Looking at the three of you, some of our best candidates, you lot, so much potential you all had. I could have been proud, but you throw it in our faces.
What are you blathering about?
It's a gift. Don't you see that? A gift most of us can only envy, yet never possess for ourselves.
I thought you felt guilty about the black-eyed children. I thought that was why you called us in.
I do feel guilty. The fact that Project Indigo has so many failures is regrettable. I do not enjoy seeing the children who are rejected. But those of you who are successful, who become Indigo children, I still believe in our cause. I'm grateful to be even a small part in fulfilling Lingard's prophecy of unification.
That name again. Lingard. The same Alexander Lingard who founded the Silver Pit settlement.
The very same. He is our leader and the prophet of the Creator.
And what exactly is this prophecy of unification?
The reason for our existence. The reason we strive, and the reason we are willing to go through the rigours of Project Indigo. It is the only thing that matters. If only the three of you could see that, rather than spitting in the face of your gift.
I've heard enough. If you want this gift so badly, if you really do envy us, allow me to fix that right now.
No! No! Please, no!
Eat it! Eat your precious gift!
The corruption. Look how fast it's taking him over.
You can't stop the unification! You can't stop Indigo!
But we'll try.
You are the biggest fool of all, James Hunter. Blundering around with your head full of holes. Haven't you worked it out yet? You're a plaything. A marionette for everyone you've ever known. So easy to pull your strings. So easy to keep you in the dark.
So pitiful that you choose to waste your final words on this earth trying to scare us.
She is still alive all these years. Abandoned by you both. She's very angry. She hates you.
What are you talking about? Carl, who is he talking about?
Cass! Andra!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did it? The train's on the right track. How did you do that?
Trial and error, mostly. Come on.
What's with the two carriages?
Did you want to faff about trying to uncouple them?
No. So, is trial and error also your plan for working out how to drive this thing?
I figure it can't be that difficult, right? It can only go forwards and backwards after all. How hard can it be?
Well, famous last words.
Hopefully not. Aha! So that's go. I think this adjusts the speed.
So that must be the brake?
I think so, yeah.
Well, at least we know you've got a career as a train driver if ghost hunting doesn't work out.
Yeah. Well, what about your career?
What about it?
Your sick leave is coming to an end, and Norman wanted you to head up some paranormal task force. Could be a good use of the skills you've learned this past year.
Norman, who then turned into a rotting, gooey monster and tried to kill us. I don't know. I'm so confused about everything, Abigail. We've been looking at this stuff for a year, and I feel like I know less than when we started.
Annoying, isn't it?
Well, that's one way to put it. I don't feel right going back to being a police officer. With what I know now, and what I know that I don't know, going back to traffic stops and small-town dealers just seems... It seems like it isn't enough for me. Did you want me to go back?
No.
I mean, if you'd rather it just be you and James, you know, I can take a hint.
I didn't say that.
No, but like you said, I've been overprotective.
I was angry, I exaggerated.
I could go and head up the task force.
I'd be sad if I never
saw
you
again.
Sounds like we're on the same page. Sort of.
Sort of.
What the hell was that?
Leaving so soon. Daniel?
Norman? He's still alive!
This guy doesn't know when to quit.
I must destroy witnesses.
I don't think he's really alive anymore. He's more that thing than he is Norman.
You're letting me down, Daniel. Don't throw away your potential for a girl.
Sorry, Norman. I'm not interested in joining whatever task force you wanted me on. My days as a cop are over.
Thinking for yourself, Daniel? What a pity. I preferred when you were easy to manipulate.
I don't think there was a task force, Dan.
Guilty as charged.
You work with them, don't you? The orphanages, Mother Marwood.
What was the point? Why feed me lies?
I only half lied, Daniel. James Hunter really is older than he says, though I don't think even he knows it.
It's something they did to him, isn't it?
All I did was give you just enough facts and withheld just the right bits to feed your growing distrust, to tear your little group apart.
Oh, you son of a bitch, you played me.
Like a violin.
Was it worth it? Being Marwood and the cult's lapdog. What did you get, huh? Live a little longer? Promoted to commissioner? Is all that worth what's happening to you now?
It wasn't supposed to happen.
What were your plans? What did they promise you? More power? More money?
More than you can imagine.
And in the end, you get nothing but a painful death. Ironic. They used you like you used me.
I won't let them get away with it. Nobody screws me. My anger will keep me going. Fueled by righteous hatred. Long enough to make Isabella Marwood pay.
Well, if it's Marwood you want...
I'll kill her after I destroy you.
Damn it.
In here.
Okay, so we're trapped in a tiny driver's compartment, psycho policeman slash monster at the door, and we're almost certainly gonna die.
Stay away from the door!
What?
Look!
Oh, Jesus Christ! This gunk is coming off him in bucketfuls! How the hell is he even still alive?
Too bullheaded to die, I think.
Why isn't the train stopping?
I don't know, I... Shit!
It's coming up through the controls! He must have seized up the brakes.
He's controlling the corruption.
It's controlling him.
Only way is up. Emergency ladder.
Oh, this is such a bad idea.
Keith, no. You don't want to hit the roof of the tunnel.
I hate this. What's the plan, Abs?
I'm working on it.
Come back here, you little rats.
Dan, escape route behind us.
Liza?
Dan, Abigail, Norman is still alive.
We're a little late for that one.
I'll tear you limb from limb.
Eliza, he's got us trapped.
You have to jump to the next car.
Are you shitting me?
We're going to have to.
I can't jump that.
There's no choice.
Go, Dan, go.
Push it. I did it!
You won't get away from me, Abigail!
Ah! Abigail!
Ah! I'm losing my grip!
Dan, stand away from the service ladder. I'm coming on board.
You're doing what now?
Damn, I love that bike.
Do those red lights mean what I think they mean?
In the line coming up.
Uncouple the train!
You'll die!
I'll worry about me!
Okay, Dan, get down here and help me. Abigail, take my gun. Only 2 shots left. Make them count.
Come here, you little bitch!
Norm, next time take the fucking hint. Uncouple now!
I got you!
Hold tight. I've got the emergency brake.
Stay down! That must have been the train James and Carl rode in on.
That was close.
Too close.
Are you both okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Let's go make sure he's dead this time.
What is that?
Vodka.
Can I see it for a second? Thanks.
Why the hell would you do that?
We have to burn him to stop the corruption spreading. Though if we weren't still going to be here, I'd let the entire place fester with it.
I hope you burn in hell, you bastard.
Did it make you feel better, killing him?
Honestly, a little. I feel much better when I feel the snap of Isabella Marwood's neck, though.
Who is Cassandra? He said that like I knew her, but I don't remember.
It'll come back in time.
No, no more of that. I don't want to hear that anymore. I am tired of being a step behind, of you always being a step ahead. You claim that you think of me as a brother, as family, and yet you treat me like this.
That is precisely why I treat you like this. I'm protecting you. I protected you for as long as I can remember. Shielded you from what they did. Even now I only give you enough to stoke the fires in you the same way they are stoked in me and Ruby, as they should be in every Indigo child. They must pay for the inhuman abomination they inflicted on us.
Carl, no, no, you did this, didn't you?
What?
You messed with my memories. It wasn't them, it was you. It all makes sense now. A gift, that's what he called it, a gift.
He was insane.
But he's not wrong. All of the Indigo children we've ever met, they were all special in a way. Ruby, you have the power of telekinesis. You move things with your mind. Grace Goodwin, she could control people with her voice. Theo Harper was proficient in magic and curses. Oscar DeWitt was able to see things others couldn't see, and it drove him mad. Carl, can you erase memories?
Yes.
You erased my memories. We really were in Forsham when Elizabeth claimed, weren't we? You just took it from me.
To protect you.
How many times? How many times, Carl?
I lost count. Like you said, once you make the first allowance, it becomes easier to repeat.
Why would you even begin in the first place?
Wait!
Leave me alone!
James!
What more is there to say? What a fool I am for ever having believed you. For ever giving you a chance. Dan wanted us to take you out that night at the prom. Do you know that? He said I was responsible for every death you've notched up since I let you walk away. And he was right. This is my fault. I should have stopped you years ago.
I had to wipe your memory that first time, James. I didn't have a choice. It was the only way to save you.
Save me?
It was the night we escaped from the orphanage. You and me. And Cassandra.
Cassandra.
She was our friend. The only other friend we had. We all made it out together, but they caught up to us on the edge of town. They captured Cassandra. We tried, James, I promise you we did. But we were just teenagers and there were so many of them. Cult members emerging from the shadows like the darkness was literally splitting itself into multiple beings. They took Cassandra and I got you out of there.
We left her.
That was exactly what you kept saying. In some ways, you haven't changed at all in all of these years. You wouldn't stop talking about plans to go back, to break into the orphanage and try to rescue her. I knew if we did that, we'd be dead at best. I had to wipe her from your memory. It was the only way to stop you going back.
How many more memories have you taken from me? For how long?
I admit, I maybe got carried away. I was young and I was learning my power for the first time and I loved you, damn it. You were my only family. I thought I could make you better by cutting out the worst parts.
But you didn't know what you were doing.
I tried to strip away the torture and the rituals and the ways they damaged our bodies, but some of the trauma was so deep I couldn't remove it completely. Not without taking whole swathes of time with it.
You used me as a guinea pig.
I didn't mean to. I was just trying to give us a life outside of this. A life after this. But I know the truth now, James. I was wrong. That's what I learned in those years we were apart. We can't bury our trauma. Not whilst Marwood and lingered, and the rest of those vermin walk the earth.
Oh, really, Carl? Is that any way to speak about the woman who raised you? Who was essentially your mother?
Carl! Oh, my powers!
Oh, simple dampening spell, my dear. Really, you aren't as powerful as you'd like to believe.
Isabella Marwood.
Hello, my indigo children. I'm so very glad you've all come home. Just in time for the next phase.
Starring Jamie Evans as James Hunter, Isabella Barbieri as Abigail Corbin, and Luke Hunter as Dan Cowell. Also featuring Phoebe Elizabeth Royal, Leanne Herring, Michael Heath, Eve Oliver, Benton Hodges, Rajni Hall, David Anthony Green, and David Gardner as Carl Trevino. Haunted, the audio drama, is created by Jamie Evans, with all episodes produced and directed by Jamie Evans and Benton Hodges. Audio engineering by Benton Hodges and Jamie Evans. Haunted is a production of Impala Films and is recorded at Three Sprite Media Studios, with special thanks to Duncan Newham for equipment support. Opening and closing themes by James Crowe. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation. Come back next week for the next exciting chapter of Haunted, the audio drama.